Our actual international day is International Lesbian Day. Yay, we love lesbians here in the studio.
Do we?
You love me, and I'm a lesbian, so yes.
My sister's a lesbian. My other sister.
Rick and I are the gay men in the studio. We're the ones supposed to be terrible to queer women. And here is Caitlin jumping into
being
the fray.
Lesbophobic to her one true love, me, Joe.
It's because she's Athenian and therefore hates all of the women from the Isle of Lesbos.
Exactly.
Are you calling me Athena?
Yeah, Athena was known to be shitty towards women in all of mythology. Yes. A real daddy's girl.
Whatever, tell us about
schooled,
the day,
schooled
you
by classics. So, I am the show's resident lesbian who makes a lot of poor decisions, but a lesbian nonetheless. And when I got asked to do this, I found out that I knew one thing, which was I know nothing about lesbians.
You literally went to the dictionary to Google what a lesbian is.
Well, because I thought I'd start it off with, like, as every school student does when they're writing their essay about something.
Yeah, but haven't your university lecturers drilled that out of you yet?
Yeah, but, you know, this is me being funny, Rick. I'm being funny. But I did start off with a Google definition and the Urban Dictionary definition of a lesbian, which I thought was very funny, is a woman who loves women and only women. No, we will not invite you for a threesome. And this has definitely happened to me before. Also, along with my other favorite one, which is I can turn you straight, which is definitely not true. Because it always comes from very, very, very subpar men. No offense.
No offense.
I feel like full offense intended.
Yeah, full offense intended. Like, I'm sorry, you're just not good enough.
Like, I feel like if they were good enough to turn you, they wouldn't say it.
Yeah, they just do it.
Yeah, they would just smooth talk me well enough that I'd just say yes.
You can never, like, none of the Hemsworths would say that. And yet they
that
could.
That is definitely true. That is true. We all, like, man, well, Chris spoilers. Hemsworth. But yeah, that's foreshadowing for later on in the show, like this particular segment. But also, I'll let you all in on a little secret about all lesbians.
A secret?
Shush. I just went uwu for rabbits? A hot second. Let you in on a little secret about every single lesbian on this earth that we're all from the island of Lesbos over in Greece. Every single one.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
That's just how it works. And that's what's
keeping
me
through. That was a secret?
Through. Yeah.
That's why you have such gorgeous olive skin and just generally...
That's why I don't look like a walking corpse. I am European, sort of. Like.
Lesbians eat hummus and souvlaki.
Yes. We eat lots of olives, lots of cheese. Like, that's just how it works.
And only goat's cheese.
Yes, only goat's cheese. The good stuff.
No one made... the joke that is sitting there. Whatever, keep going.
No, we're not making that
go
joke.
Go for it.
No, I've called it out now. Please continue.
All right. But what the definition doesn't encompass, which I would also like to point out, is that lesbian is kind of used like an umbrella term these days. So, you know, we've got our he, him lesbians, are they, them lesbians, and they're no less valid than your cis women or trans women lesbians. So, you know.
Caitlin was crossing her arms and...
I thought that was going somewhere else.
Okay. No. Yeah. No. So, you know, if you think that the label applies to you and you're comfortable enough to use it, we're all here to support you. It's great. But in the words of my favourite Billy Eichner, we're going to let's go lesbians. Let's go with some fun facts about lesbians that everyone needs to know. But I didn't know some of these facts. And we all know that I am a terrible lesbian in the studio. So this is fun. And I'm going to let you all know about them.
Please. I'm buckling in and I am ready to find out more about lesbians.
So something that you might not know already, that the word lesbian is derived from the name of the Greek island Lesbos. Amazing, right?
And the reason why?
And the reason why is because it was home to 6th century BCE poet Sappho.
Which is also the original term for lesbian.
Yes,
Sapphic.
But we would also like everyone to know that even though Sappho is coined as the original lesbian, she was in fact openly bisexual in a lot of her. Yeah, in a lot of her works, they do mention relations with men and women. But yes, because, you know, women who like women are all sapphic. We're all here together. But yeah, love her. Big nerd.
Next fact.
So in the 70s in America, so the lavender rhinoceros was used as a symbol to raise awareness for lesbians in the community, which is interesting. I didn't think a rhinoceros would kind of be that simple, but I'll wear it around the studio so you guys can be aware of me specifically.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think it's because you can't really ignore a rhinoceros.
No, you can't.
So you can't ignore a lesbian, Mark?
Yeah. I think that's kind of the point.
Ignores me constantly. So it's obviously not working.
You are the rhinoceros in the room.
Yes, I am. I am. With my brightly colored hair, my very short stature.
I mean, you do have two like pigtails going on. They could be horns. So
that is true.
Yeah.
Yeah. We love that. But another fun fact, this one's a little bit not safe for work, sort of. But so our oldest example of porn in the world, because even though it was way back when.
I mean, if it's before like 1955, then it counts as history. It's no longer porn.
Yeah, well, it's not porn.
It's art.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's artistic porn. Like that's just a whole subset. But this was 3,000 years ago. The rock carvings that were found in northwest China featured a lot of bisexuality, but also featured woman-on-woman action. Yeah. So that's credited as being the first to depict that in carvings, or like any first mention of same-sex
content.
Yeah, pornographic same-sex content.
Yeah, cool.
Which is great. Can't wait to look for that on Pornhub. But anyway, so
next fact.
Next fact. So I've got more fun facts about Sappho. So in the early 1900s, lesbians would signal to each other that they were keen and, you know, trying to let each other know that they were lesbians with broccoli. And that was because, like, Sappho had used that in one of her poems. So they kind of just used it.
Farmer's market's going up.
Yeah, you can have a nice home-cooked dinner.
Where is the lie?
Where is the lie?
That's all the gays started farmer's markets. Yeah, we all know that.
Exactly.
But, you know, it's fun. You can have a home-cooked dinner after you let, like, a lady on the street know that you're keen.
Oh, yeah, broccoli.
You have a full florid of broccoli. Not just tiny. Just you have a full head. Thing.
Or like a corsage that's just all broccoli. But
or you make a bra out of two broccoli heads.
Yeah, that probably exists.
Well, Mark, just I don't think you know how bras work. That'd be
no,
awful.
You carve out the stalks.
Oh, God.
Tubs and tubs of frozen broccoli soup.
Oh, Jesus Christ, this is awful. I don't like it.
You set the head of broccoli in aspic, and then you carve out the
Okay, moving on.
We're moving on to notable lesbians in history, like that I found and that I thought were super interesting. So, first one, we have the Queen Christina of Sweden, who ruled in the 1600s, but abdicated her throne 10 years after. Because she wanted to live the rest of her life with her girlfriend.
Oh my God. Yes.
Like, where's my girlfriend to do that? Also, because then I can kind of become royalty. That's what I want. That's my aim in the game.
I would say yes, queen, but like literally not, because she gives up the queen.
Yeah, but she's still royalty.
You're still referred to as a queen after that. Yeah.
Exactly.
Still counts.
So that's pretty cool. It's a very nice act of romance. But next one, which is quite interesting as well. Anne Lister, 1791 to 1840. She was a landowner, a diarist. Just utter crap. Like, women owning land, disgusting. That is a joke. No, don't come for me on Twitter. She was a diarist, a mountaineer, and a traveler, and she chronicled her life, which included lesbian relationships. However, all of the good stuff, the queer stuff, was written in code, in a combination of algebra and ancient Greek.
Oh my God.
Yeah, right? Like,
is algebra not mostly ancient Greek anyway, with all the deltas and
yeah,
the x's?
Look, yes, but like, I can't do maths because I'm gay, so this person must not be gay. Anyway, so she ended up marrying a wealthy heiress called
Queers and STEM.
Yes. She married a wealthy heiress called Anne Walker, which caused an uproar in polite society, but you know. Who cares about them?
Unpolite society, though.
Yes.
Fuck yeah.
Yes, we're all about unpolite society. So I've got next one as Mademoiselle Maupin, who was a 17th century sword slinger and opera singer, who was put in a convent after she got involved with a young woman.
And then fucked her way out of the convent.
she was slinging no more swords.
No, she didn't. It's even crazier than that. So to get back to her young lover, she stole the body of a dead nun, she placed it in her lover's bed, and then she set the room on fire so they could escape together. This is Caitlin's face. She's shocked.
That is the most extra shit I've ever heard. Somebody turned it into a film.
Yes.
Yeah, my mom.
She watched
yeah.
apparently has been subject of many fictional and semi-fictional stories. So
hell yeah.
That's the kind of content I want to see.
Oh, I have flashbacks of Lucille Bluth. Oh, the gays. Everything they do is so flamboyant.
Yes.
She also regularly dressed as a man, so.
Yeah. Mm. But yeah, like, man, that's That's the epic romance that we all should strive for.
Oh, I thought you were going to... Man, that's no. The entire lack of...
Look, you only get interesting stories when men aren't included. Sorry, Rick and Mark in the studio.
Look, I'm gay. If the ladies want to quit slinging swords...
Oh, hell yeah, that's awesome. So then I have to end this on the two most notable lesbians. We have the Moon, because we know the Moon is the biggest lesbian of them all, and that she's in a relationship with the Sun, who is also a bisexual.
Yes.
And the one and only true lesbian... One and only in my heart, Thor. And Thor is the ultimate lesbian, the ultimate ally. We all should strive to be like him.
The Thor discourse on this show
is great.
Surreal.